Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking today with Nan Su. He is a senior investigative reporter for Epoch Times, and we're talking about China. And China seems to be aiming, your latest story is about them wanting to claim some territories. Are they looking at Taiwan?
Oh, yes. Are you asking the question, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Yes, in June of last year, Beijing formally claimed the full sovereignty of Taiwan Strait, and they say if U.S. naval ships want to sail through Taiwan Strait, U.S. naval ships need permission from Beijing. Now, they have been the proactive behavior around Taiwan Strait as well as in Japan Sea and also near South Korea has been greatly escalating in the last couple of years, especially this year. For example, September 17th to September 18th, within 24 hours, China sent a total within 24 hours time. China sent a total 103 military airplane approaching Taiwan, you know, going all around Taiwan in the entirely sieged the island. And there were a total 40 military airplanes across the midpoint of Taiwan Strait. Now, this time is a little different than what they did before. You know, in the past, what they did is once their military plane across the midpoint of Taiwan Strait, they will go back right away. They were just like come and go. But this time, they crossed the midpoint of Taiwan Strait. They purposely flew, you know, on Taiwan side, from north to south, along with the midline of Taiwan Strait, but flying on Taiwan side. So you can see the kind of like the scale of the provocative behavior. It's been greatly escalating, and China and Russia's Navy, they have done several joint military exercises in Taiwan, in Japan Sea, and China and North Korea have repeatedly in the last year launch missiles that drop into the exclusive economic zone of Japan, and Chinese fighter jet and Russian fighter jet has been conducting joint military exercises that have repeatedly flew into the air defense identification zone of South Korea. So the entire, you know, area, the tensions has been great.
Well, I mean, now China recently started, it looks like they're annexing various parts. They've released a map somewhat.
That's another thing if you want to talk about. This year in September, China it released its new national map.
Right.
I think it's actually back in August. which, you know, causing eight neighboring countries protest against China. You have India, you have Malaysia, Indonesia, Wenlai, Taiwan, Philippines, Vietnam, and Japan. So all eight countries protest the new national map because China basically stick its hand into everybody's pocket. They put a lot of territory dispute areas into the map, claim that's basically a part of China's sovereignty.
Well, I was just wondering about that. Now, with China, I know that there's various little games, military games that we're trying, everything else. Have they even fought a war as a proxy with anybody? How are they overconfident on this?
Well, let me quote you the Department of Defense report. This is what the Department of Defense said. Department of Defense said that China has the largest navy in the world.
Right.
When you're counting on the total number of warships of the Chinese navy. Now, doesn't mean they really have a number one navy in the world, but if you're counting on the total number of warships, China has the largest navy in the world. U.S. Navy has 290 warships. China has 330. But however, China is quickly expanding its navy. DOD predicted by the year of 2025, China will have 400 warships. And by the year of 2030, China will have 460. Now, China is the largest shipbuilding nation in the world. Last year, more than 50% of global shipbuilding order went to China. That's why China really, you know, they're quickly expanding its navy. That's what they're doing. And it's interesting now, in the olden days, when they conduct a military exercise near Taiwan, they mobilize their navy as well as their air force. But recently, you know, just last month, they also start mobilizing their army. So it kind of like, it caused a lot of tensions.
I'm just, I have seen some of the stuff. I'm ex-military. I've seen some of the stuff that they're doing and everything. It's somewhat impressive. And at the same time, I look at them and I just wonder, the capability, capacity, that's one thing. Experience also matters, I think, to a very large degree. And the question I keep seeing people asking is, are they overthinking their capabilities? Are they too confident with this?
Well, you think about this. The closest distance between Taiwan, coastline of Taiwan, and China's coastal line, it's like a 68 nautical mile. It's about 70 miles.
Right.
And then the farthest distance, you know, the widest part of Taiwan Strait is about 250 nautical miles. You see, this is really a close distance. The issue right now is that the Chinese Communist regime is facing a lot of internal economic challenges. So all these regimes, you look at all of them. You look at Iran, you look at Russia, you look at China, North Korea. They all have facing a lot of economic challenges. But the problem is all these regime leaders' mentality is, in order to solve their internal problem, they look at their neighboring countries. They try to expand. They try to explore. They try to switch the tension, the tension inside of their society,
right,
to outside, and to try to create a war economy. So that's the problem that people need to really think about. Now,
hang on 1 second for me. We'll pick this up on the next segment. Please do. Talking to Nan Su from Epic Times. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Talking to Nan Su from the Epic Times, talking about China and everything. We're talking about their capabilities, some of the things they've been doing. this with Taiwan, isn't that an island they've split with Russia at some point? Did they ever do that?
Say it again.
The island they're trying to lay claim to in the South China Sea, is this something they had split with Russia at some point?
Russia is far away from there.
Right.
But Russia, and you know, Putin basically repeatedly make a statement to support China's sovereignty right, sovereignty claim at Taiwan and South China Sea. China pretty much, if you look at China's claim about South China Sea, they pretty much not entire South China Sea, but they pretty much, I would say, claimed the sovereignty of the majority area of South China Sea. That's why they have, you know, China has a lot of a territory dispute with the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, Indonesia. So, it's just basically, they want the full control of South China Sea. China stopped building the man-made islands in South China Sea ever since 2013.
Right.
Now, what they have done is they dump a massive amount of concrete to those reefs. You know, reef is something when you have high tides below water, when you have a low tides above water. Now, based on the international law, that no country can claim the sovereignty of a reef. You can only claim the sovereignty of islands. So what they've done is they dump concrete to the reef, make a reef become island. Then they will claim the sovereignty of the island as well as the territory water. And, you know, you got 12 miles from the coastal line. So they will claim all that in the South China Sea. Now, back in 2015, China's chairman Xi promised President Obama then China will never militarize those man-made islands. But however, so far, out of the 7 man-made islands they made in South China Sea, they already fully militarized 3 of them. They put a military airplane runway, radars, missile launch device, you name it. So they are, you know, but however, they, even with those small man-made islands they build in South China Sea, China wouldn't be able to have dominant control of South China Sea. But if you look at Taiwan, see, South China Sea is like a little corridor running north and south.
Right.
And China and Taiwan is like a cap on the northern end of the corridor.
Right.
So if they actually take over Taiwan, then they will have dominant control of South China Sea.
All right. Are they trying to enforce their new map? Are they trying to get out there and, like, say, like with the Philippines? I read that they've created trouble with a Philippine patrol ship in the area.
Oh yeah, they have the conflict between China. In South China Sea, between China and Philippines, been there for a long time. So they trying to push away Philippines military outpost there in the island that there is a territory dispute between China and Philippines. That's why Philippine and Navy and U.S. Navy right now, they have their regular routine exercise over there, you know, to help the Philippines to protect its sovereign rights. But however, you know, China has regularly conduct provocative behavior near Philippines over those dispute areas.
Well, it sort of looks like they're having standoffs with Indonesia, Vietnam, Malaysia.
Yeah.
I mean, can they... if all of these and all of these regions have had their own little troubles here and there, Could they actually withstand getting into some sort of a conflict with the Philippines, Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia? Could they handle that kind of a combat on them? Are they counting on there being no combat? They think they're just so big that they're not going to stand up to them.
They don't have, other than, publishing a map, they don't really have much going on. China actually had a war with Vietnam back in the mid 70s.
Right.
Because they fight for the control of one of those islands in South China Sea. Ever since then, they have not, there's not much going on. So the main focus right now is really Taiwan. The main focus right now is Taiwan. That's why U.S. military is quickly built up on northern side of Taiwan and southern side of Taiwan. On southern side is Philippines. So Philippines and southern end of Taiwan is less than 100 miles between the northern end of Taiwan and Japan. It's less than 100 miles. So U.S. military quickly tried to build up from both directions to give support to Taiwan. U.S. military this year reopened total 8 military base in Philippines, plus in the past we already have 5 military base in Philippines. So now that make total 13 military base, U.S. military base in Philippines. So that's a great improvement to trying to support Taiwan from the southern end, from the south side of Taiwan. And also, north side of Taiwan, on the southern end of Japan, there are several islands there. U.S. military is trying to build up their capacity over there too. So, the problem is we don't know that how much China really willing to make a gamble.
Right, right.
I'll tell you what,
before you start on that, we will be reconvening with Nan Wednesday or Thursday, I think it is. So I'm going to have to leave that. That's going to have to be the last word because we're running out of time here.
Okay.
Radio, right? Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your time. Nan Su, find him at Epoch Times, Epoch Times. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Israel has agreed to implement daily 4-hour ceasefires in the conflict against Hamas in Gaza.
This should hopefully give some room for a few civilians, innocent civilians, to move out of places where there's heavy fighting going on.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton says further humanitarian aid is being facilitated through the Rafah crossing in Egypt. The balance of power in the Senate may see a shift as Democratic Senator Joe Manchin declared he will not seek re-election. The West Virginian delivered the news through a video shared on social media this afternoon. It's expected that the Senate Judiciary Committee will pass subpoenas for Harlan Crow and Leonard Leo in relation to an ethics inquiry concerning the Supreme Court. There are accusations that conservative justices may have received hospitality and travel from Crow and others without proper disclosure. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Talking now to Kay Rubicek. She is also with, you're also with Epic Times, yes?
Yes, I've been making some documentaries for them, yep.
Yes, Epic Times TV, that's right.
Yeah, yes, that's
right. I could pick your brain all day long. Let's talk about the border, though. I want to pick your brain on the border. Our border is wide open and very porous, and there's been a lot of hay made about the border, and yet here we have our president. I guess he had to take a little time out from barbecuing. He's decided to build a wall.
This is so crazy. When you think about it, you know, our president, you know, Joe Biden ran on, you know, one of his election promises was that he would not build another foot of wall. He said he promised to not build another foot of wall. So the fact that he's turned around and said he's going to build about 20 miles of wall, which is nothing compared to more than 1,000 miles of U.S. southern border that's open. So it's a drop in the ocean. It does nothing. But he's turned around and he's gone back on one of his big election promises right before the next election. And it looks like he's just doing it to try and appease the Democrat state representatives that have got mad, finally, and rightfully so, because they're having to fund the illegal immigrants coming to their state.
They're diverting tax. I mean, they're diverting tax dollars and housing in some cases with these guys.
It is. You know, New York City is paying $9.3 million a day. $9.3 million a day to house these illegal immigrants. Now, that's not coming out of, you know, Mayor Adams' pocket. No, it's coming out of our pocket. I do live in New York State, upstate, out of the city, but it's coming out of my pocket too. And how could, if New York cannot handle this, then what about the rest of the country? Like, that $9.3 million a day, it's an insane amount to pay for these people coming through illegally.
That's for 114,000? That's for 114,000 illegal immigrants?
Yes, and they're expecting more, yeah.
And it's, the interesting thing is this, one of the things that this illustrates for me, especially with like a city, I know that nobody goes by budgets or anything anymore, but cities sort of have to. And isn't New York City sort of in trouble as far as tax revenue right now?
Oh, you bet it is. And I can say that, you know, watching it firsthand and, you know, I don't live in the city, but I go there very often. I was working there full time in 2021. And that's where the Epoch Times office is and, you know, head office. And the streets during COVID just went absolutely quiet. The streets during the summer of 2020 and the fiery, brutal riots during the George Floyd protests destroyed so many small businesses. The defund the police movement, which was really prominent in New York City, has really destroyed so much of the morale of, I've interviewed a lot of NYPD police officers, and it's just destroyed the morale. They have been leaving at record rates, leaving the police force. So when you don't, and the homelessness already, and the homelessness, and now with the legalization of marijuana, New York City is seen as getting the reputation for just the smell. People are coming from all around the world, and they're saying, yeah, we remember New York now because of the smell. It just smells like weed everywhere you go. It's crazy. So New York City has lost a lot of people. They're losing tourism, and now they're full of illegal immigrants that they're trying to put up in hotels, and a lot of them are just lining the streets. You see them everywhere. So it's, New York City's really in trouble.
Well, the how much empty office space is in New York City right now?
Oh, you know, I wish I knew. I haven't actually looked into that this in the last 6 months. You know, during COVID, a lot of people left. Those who had money, they left. And those who, you know, had to work there or didn't have the money to go to Florida or somewhere else warm, they stayed. And New York City has some of the highest taxes in the country. So a lot of people go. And so many of these small businesses that I used to, you know, go and visit and cafes and things like that, they didn't reopen. So they're still, you know, it's slowly coming back, but it's nothing like what it was. And it if it does ever get back to how it was, it's going to take time, and it may not be under this current mayor and administration, because it's just the way they've been treating our taxpayer dollars is pretty sad.
Well, you know, the things, what's happening I see in the big cities, where all of them, they all have, seem to have this this same common thing where they're sanctuary cities. They've decriminalized crime, like Alvin Bragg has in New York City. And they have a huge influx of illegal immigrants and drugs and crime. And they've all defunded the police. They all seem to have this one, those common threads, and they're becoming deserts, aren't they?
Yeah, it's really sad. You know, the culture of New York just being like vibrant and full of life and a real tourist hub and a melting pot for people all around the world, you know, that's not there right now. Because you know, we've always had, you know, anyone that's visited New York every night, if you go out, you see big piles of trash bags on the street. That's just normal. That's New York City. They got to take the trash out, and it's got to be shipped off the island, because New York City's an island, right? So they've got to take it across the bridges and on the barges and things. We're used to that kind of level of, you know, kind of challenge in the city. Getting food and trash in and out is a challenge. But when you've got people that are now living there on the streets, so homelessness was a really big issue. Now they're illegal immigrants, massive. And the police, they've had their hands tied. They haven't been able to really stop crime. People are really afraid on the subway. You know, the recent surveys of New Yorkers are saying that most people are afraid on the subways. I don't feel comfortable on the subways in the night anymore. I used to take the subway in the evenings. Now I would think twice before doing it. The crime rate on the subways has gone up very high.
Right.
The legalization of marijuana has also been a part of that too. It's just all of that coming together, you know, all of that. Yeah.
And all of that's happening right now in real time in New York, where cops are targeted, regular people are targeted, and it's all about. And this is all because of the border. Do you think the biggest economic hit is what's coming across the border?
Yeah, it sure is right now. Before it was COVID, and the 2020 riots. Now it's made a complete shift, and it is the border. But that's finally got Mayor Adams to do something about it. Before, he was paying attention, but he wasn't using it. He wasn't trying to do anything about it. He was one of these.
He was virtue signaling, wasn't he? I mean, he was just virtue signaling.
He sure was. Yeah. Now he's changed his tune.
Well, let's talk about we're headed to the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about the similarities you see between our border and the Israeli border, which we just saw get breached in spectacular fashion by Hamas in a brutal, deadly attack that they did, I guess, on the 6th. I believe that's when that happened. You can find Kay's work at. Is it Epoch? Is that how they actually pronounce it? Epoch Times TV?
You can say Epoch or Epoch. They'll say both are fine, so it's really fine.
Epoch Times TV, that's where she does her stuff. Her documentary work is there. It is good stuff. I'm still... You're going to have to tell me where I could go take a look at that, your documentary that you did, because I want to watch that.
GotAwaysfilm.com. That will take you to the Epoch TV platform, but just go to GotAwaysfilm.com. It's 1 hour full of action. We take you to the border. If you're already a subscriber, you've got free access. If you're not, you just for a few dollars, you'll get a trial subscription.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Kay Rubinchek. She is the producer and editor of the new Epoch TV documentary, Gotaways, which we ran out of time telling, but you can go to Epoch TV and look at it right there. You, did you, what did you, I mean, were you as horrified by what you saw about the border breaching of the Hamas as I was?
Yeah, I think it's so difficult for anyone to not be horrified when you see women and children and young people just being dragged away, and the fact that we have social media and all this video access now makes it worse, because people can just go and look and watch these videos, and you see women being dragged and screaming, "Don't kill me," and now they're being tortured. And you know, I've done a lot of work on torture in communist countries, and that's a form of terrorism too, the way they treat their citizens. So, you know, I usually try to not put too much of that into my movies, because it's really, really dehumanizing if people see a lot of it. So, you know, I'm just concerned that when people see a lot of this stuff, it you get too used to it. And, I don't think we ever want to get used to seeing those kinds of images. It's too horrific.
How does Israel manage their border? Are they pretty tight with it, or?
Well, I'm not an expert on Israel-Palestine situation, like their relationship, but I think there's a lot of parallels between, you know, any country and their border. Ours is completely porous. You used that term porous at the beginning of the show, and I just think that's the best description. But that is completely different to what we know of the Israel border. They've been really had that tightly controlled. They've been in conflict for such a long time. And the fact that they could have a breach like this, despite the fact that they have pretty good control on, you know, they've really been trying hard to keep really good control on their borders, yet they had such a massive breach, a national security breach. You know, it makes you think, what could happen here when our border is completely porous and we are getting breaches of our border through these gotaways daily?
Yeah.
Daily, and I've seen them with my own eyes. Breaches coming through, just running across the street and coming to the country, often with a criminal record.
these people are not being checked against a criminal track list. They could be terrorists, and very likely some of them will be. So I think we should really be learning from this situation in Israel.
Well, when you were filming Godaways, we're primarily interested in the military-aged men, because when we're talking about military-aged men, it takes a young fellow to be able to do the combat operations that necessitate. It's almost like being an athlete. How many of the military-aged men are the Godaways? How many Godaways are military-aged fellows?
Majority.
Really?
The majority of Godaways are military-aged men, yes.
What about the nationality? Is it just all kinds?
There's a lot of Latin American. We're seeing them. I think a lot of people think, oh, they're just coming from Mexico. These are not people just from Mexico. They're coming from everywhere. And we ask them where they're coming from. All the Latin American countries, Venezuela, Brazil, Cuba, all of these places, but they're also coming from even as far as China, Ukraine, Africa. There's a whole lot of different places, though the Godaways often are coming from Latin America, Hispanic backgrounds.
So, I mean, with us right now today, how many Godaways do you think there are? When you were filming the documentary, when you were looking at that, what would you say our Godaway population is right now?
Well, I'll tell you two numbers. One is what Border Patrol have estimated.
Right.
And they estimate that in the last 2 years it's had 1.7 million. But it's really, even they say that's a guesstimate. Their science of counting Godaways is counting footprints in the sand and counting people that pass through security cameras that are not on every foot of the border. So it's completely a conservative figure.
Right.
I would expect it to be well over double that at least.
And how many of it, if you had to make a guesstimate, just using that number, of the ones... Well, I'm saying
isn't it terrible? No one wants to give a number.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I would, it's a total guesstimate. I'd be saying, like, I 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning, I drive down McAllen, the road, you know, next to the border with Mexico, and I see five Godaways over a period of like 10 minutes running across the street. So how many of those got caught by our local sheriff? I don't know. But they got through. Some of them might have died on the journey and ran out of water. It's possible. It was summertime.
Right.
But, you know, those probably weren't counted by Border Patrol. So I would say if Border Patrol is saying 1.7, I would be saying at least 4. You know, that would be my guesstimate.
So when you're looking at those guys and you're talking about they might die due to lack of water and everything, these military age guys, what kind of shape are they in when you see them? Are they still looking pretty hardy and pretty healthy and everything else?
Yeah. The ones that we capture, you know, in the movie, we do a lot of ride-alongs with sheriffs and we capture them being on camera. We see them being, a lot of them being caught in these high-speed chases. And they're looking, you know, pretty fit. But there's others who I've been along with a deputy sheriff that collects bodies, and he searches for dead bodies on ranches, because a lot of these people walking through miles and miles of water, they may get disoriented, run out of water, and even some of those have seen, actually a lot of them are still military aged young men, but they don't make it. So even though they could be, you know, strong, they're not necessarily Navy SEAL material. And some of them don't make it. And I've been there with him searching for bodies because it's just too common that he has to pick them up from
right.
ranches. But I think more get through, definitely. More of them make it through than those that don't.
The point that I was leading up to, and I'm so busy leading up to it that I'm messing up on time here. We already have an attack force that is probably inside the United States, don't we? At least numerically.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any idea if these guys have a objective to go to, these Godaways? Do they know where they're going?
Most of them, yeah. Yeah. They say where they're going. They've given us all different cities across the country. it may be a decoy. They may go somewhere else. But for them to get through the border, they have to work with the cartel,
right.
The Mexican cartels. And so they, a lot of them are indebted. They come in here and the cartel still owns them because they owe the cartel money to for getting them through.
Right.
So once they're here, they're still working with the cartel very often, and that's very dangerous.
I've heard that they work in a lot of the, in California, a lot of them work in the illegal marijuana grow places. And
I've heard that too.
Because
yeah.
They're indentured servants and everything. So we're probably in the middle of a very dangerous time, and we're just slumbering through it, or do you think we're awake to it?
You know, I every day I hear of more people waking up, and as crazy as things are right now, the crazy stuff is actually, in some cases, it's enough to wake people up. The cable news channels are constantly losing viewers because they're saying, actually, you're not giving me the truth.
Right.
And they're switching over to more channels and programs like yours. You know, more people are waking up when you keep talking about it and encourage each other, because I think more people are awake than we realize.
Well, I certainly hope so. I was talking about it earlier today. I mean, one of the things about Israel, which I never would have thought, but I mean, Israel has a gun control regime like New York City. I mean, it's very hard to get a gun in Israel. And the only ones that were able to fight back in this, like at the Supernova rave, were the ones, the young men that were capable enough to take guns from the bad guys, and they started shooting back at them. So, looking at that, I was just sitting back going, wow, that's really dumb to have that kind of a gun control regime. But that is Israel as it sits right now today. But listen, I think, you and I are going to be talking later on this week, so we will reconvene with this as more of these facts come available. Epoch Times TV, go check out Gotaways. I'm going to go check it out. I want to see that now. I'm very interested in what that looks like and how it's probably going to scare me. Did it scare you when you were doing it?
When I was doing it, yeah, you know, when you've got cartel members right just a few feet away from you,
yeah.
Smuggling human beings,
yeah.
it's pretty confronting, yeah.
I would imagine it was. So, I hope you had a long lens to where they couldn't figure out that you were filming them.
No, we were right in front of them, and Border Patrol were right next to us. It was crazy.
There you go. Well, you guys are some brave people. Anyway, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.